Bank of Cardiff, Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hi, I just received something in the mail for a business loan that I'm curious about.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I start off with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure, it's 2411.
0141. And do you have a number that you're calling from just in case we get disconnected? I can call you right back. We've been having issues with our phone.
Sure, it's 860-625-8497.
Yeah, so if the call drops, I'll call you right back. Can I get your name, please?
Maria Moali.
Perfect. And what is the name of your business?
It's Maria R. Moali DBM.
Maria R. Moali DBM?
DVM, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine.
Got it. Okay. Maria R. Moali. Okay, great. What about your business address right now?
It's 224 Neptune Drive in Groton, Connecticut.
Perfect. 06340?
Yes.
Great. And how do you guys structure your business? Is it a like an LLC? Are you sole proprietorship?
No, I'm just sole proprietor, yep.
Okay.
It's an all-equine ambulatory business.
Okay. So why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for there, Maria, and I'll see if I can kind of answer any questions you might have.
So I'm just looking to expand. I'd like to update some of my equipment and possibly hire a technician.
Okay. Upgrade equipment. And hire a technician. Okay. How much is the equipment part of that going to cost?
Well, it depends. So I could do, I could do a brand new ultrasound machine, or I could just upgrade an existing probe. So I would just have to see what sort of, terms and conditions that you offer.
Okay.
I certainly bet the check says $250,000. I don't need $250,000. And so, $50,000 would be fine, or even to start a relationship with you.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the reason why I asked about the equipment side is because, do you have an idea of what it's going to cost per se? Like, let's say if you go just the upgrade part purchasing new, what's the cost difference?
Yep. So the upgrade would be like $16,000, and if I had a whole new unit, it would be closer to, it's like 41 something.
Okay. Now, so from 16 to 41.
Yeah.
16 for the upgrade, 41 for new.
Yeah, because the upgrade is just a single probe that's compatible with the machine. But then a completely new machine, they're smaller, more portable. They have better software. They're faster now.
Will it help your business become more effective if you go newer, or does it not matter?
Yeah. Well, see, the newer one, the image acquisition is just so much better, and it's really clear, and it's all digital.
Uh-huh.
And the portability is much better, too, because I actually drive to the barn. They don't come to my house. This is just sat on my garage.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, and then you said about the hired technician part. How much were you looking for? How much is that going to cost? Have you calculated that?
Well, let's see if we can do the math. Generally, you pay a technician about $10 an hour, and then you have health care costs.
Okay.
If they work 40-hour work week.
It's $400 a week times 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That's $1,600 a month. What's your health care monthly?
Well, I don't know for a tech. I'd have to look into that and see what's best.
Let's round up. Let's say $200.
Yeah.
Right, so you're talking about $1,800 a month to hire a new technician. And how many months did you want to kind of give yourself a cushion to be able to pay them?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
So did you want to take out enough money to be able
Oh,
to
up
pay them for
front.
three?
I see.
Yeah.
I see. I see. Yeah, I mean, because I'd want the return from the increased ultrasound exams. I don't know, probably 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Yeah, just because I'm just trying to get an idea, you know, of,
So that's a good question.
yeah, just so that way we can kind of determine, you know, like, if it's worth it, how much you should take out, and then, because I want you to have enough money to be able to pay for, your new hire and still be able to not worry about, whether or not you can pay
Well, it
them, you
might,
know.
yeah, or even it might be worth considering just doing the equipment first, building up the revenue, and then hiring
Absolutely.
something like that, you know, and
Yeah.
doing it staged.
Okay. Well, if we do the equipment part first, how's your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
So it's probably not that great because I just went through a terrible divorce.
Okay.
And
No problem.
everything got seized, and
It was
so
ugly.
yeah, it was ugly.
Okay, I understand. I got friends
I
and
hate
family members
to
that, you know, you're not the only one. So, you know, I know what it's all about. Now,
Sorry.
let's say, if you could give me an idea of the number, where are we talking? Have you checked it lately?
Oh, I think it's probably like.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You were cutting in and out.
I said it's probably just barely 6 right now after being up close to 800.
Okay, that's not bad though. That's not bad. Okay. Let me see here. How long have you been in business with your sole
Since
prop right now?
2002.
Oh, nice. Okay, that'll help you out. Time in business is a big factor here. What about
Okay.
your sales? What'd you guys do last year?
So I'm just cash only,
Mm-hmm.
and so it's about, I don't know, 300,000 probably by the
Okay.
end of the year.
Now, I know you said you're cash only. Are you depositing that in your business bank account? Like,
So I put it, I have, what I have is I just do everything through since I've funded. I never realized you could do business loans like this. So it's really, and I fund the business personally as well. So it's a mixture of a personal plus business bank account, but I can get you a DDA letter from the bank.
okay. That's fine. So this is what I'm thinking, okay? Just if we go, let's say we go off the 300,000. Have you shopped around for a working capital loan yet?
Excuse me, I have.
Okay. And what have you found out? What have they said?
Well, I actually did upgrade my radiograph, my X-ray machine, with a $15,000 loan. So I still have that one.
How
And no, it
much?
was 25, and it's down at like 13 right now.
Okay,
But then
and
I
who's
just
that
got
with?
your thing in the mail today, so I was just like, oh, maybe I'll call them.
Yeah.
Imperial Advance.
Imperial Advance. And you know for sure it's down to about 13,000?
Yeah, they're based in New York. I mean, I could call tomorrow for a payoff, but yes, I do know that.
Okay, and what's your daily payment on that?
347, I want to
Okay. So here's my goal for you to help you. If we want to go with the equipment first, what I would like to do
say.
is I would like to get you on up to obviously 41 if possible, but try to get you a 5-year term on that, right? So it really
Oh,
helps you
that
out
would be
with the
awesome because the daily payments are tough,
Yeah.
especially when it's cash only and you're waiting for clients to pay you. So there are, you know, there are times where I'll make a big deposit, and then there's times where there's no deposits or even, you know, could be negative, which has been which has been a deterrent
Yeah.
for this next upgrade I would like to do. But I do have, you know, I do have money going into the account every month.
That's good.
So,
What about right now? Are we current? Are you positive right now? Or are you negative right now?
I think right now I might even be a little bit negative, yeah.
Okay. So we
But
need. Go ahead.
I do have, so I have been shopping around for like some, I guess it's called a venture capitalist to kind of you know, build in. And I do have someone that's interested, you know, in my business. So, you know, they advise me. They don't want to, obviously, I don't want to put their name forward right now, but
of course,
you know, they tell them that, you know, once I'm on board, you know, we'll build.
There'll be some capital in the bank accounts, basically. I can barely hear you. It's cutting in and out.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm walking around my backyard.
It's okay.
So very short term, they can infuse money into the business, or they can do the first payback, and then we can expand to the technician. So I do have someone that's interested in investing in the business. I just need the capital for the equipment.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get the ball rolling and see what I can do for you.
Okay.
Let me send you
okay.
the application and the list of what I would need.
Okay.
And then
okay.
once I get all those documents in, I will get ready to submit for the equipment loan. And if we don't get the
okay.
equipment loan approved, we can always go our backup and get you some capital for it.
Okay.
But like I said, I want to try to get you the 5-year first, or even 3 years, you know, just something that's more easier on the business to have a monthly payment versus the daily payment. So I'm going to send.
What is the capital loan?
So a working capital loan is going to be similar to what you have with the Imperial Advance, where they just gave you cash.
Yep.
Is that what happened? I'm assuming they gave you cash.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's similar to our working capital loans. We would give you cash. Most likely would be a daily payment as well. And you can use the money for however you want. Now, if we do an equipment loan with that,
mm-hmm.
what we do is we just pay the vendor. So since we paid the... Yeah, we'll take care of the vendor. And then once you get the equipment, you just pay us a monthly payment.
But I would rather than do that second, after I have my other person on board, I would rather, because they're assuring me that if I get the working capital, they'll help me pay that off, like, very, very soon. And then I can go with all the equipment. So that would be my best choice.
Got it. Okay,
yeah.
So we want to go capital first.
But they're going to have dollars up front. Yeah.
Okay. No, we can do that. So then that'll be our first goal, is to try to kind of go get the most money as possible here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll send you.
I want to be conservative. I mean, they
right.
have a lot of money.
Right. Right. Yeah. We're not gonna, you know, put you in over your head. That's for sure. But what I'll do is I'll send you the working capital application along
okay.
with the short list. What's a good email for me to send that to?
Maria.
Okay.
.r.mowally
mm-hmm.
at Pfizer, Pfizer.com.
I'm sorry, at what?
Pfizer.com.
Zer.com. Okay, so I got Maria.r.mowally, M-O-A-L-L-I at Pfizer.com. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I hear you now. Did I say that right, the email?
I was clarifying Pfizer.
Pfi, as in Paul, Frank, Igloo, Zebra, Edward, and Robert.
Yeah.
Okay, good. .com.
Okay.
And Mowally is M-O-A-L-L-I. Okay. Did you want to take down my direct line? Are you anywhere where you could write it down? Or?
Oh, sure. Now, if I lose you, you have my phone number to call me back, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.